Last night, John Legend, a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, spoke at Barnhill Arena as part of the University of Arkansas's Distinguished Lecture Series. Legend, whose given name is John Rogers Stevens, has sold millions of albums worldwide during the past decade. And although he is an accomplished musician, he is also a social activist. Prior to his public lecture, he spoke to media about his decision to focus on the issue of education as part of his philanthropic endeavors. Legend says he grew up in a household where education was a high priority. His parents homeschooled him for several years, and Legend says his parents really believed that education was critical. So they spent a lot of personal time and energy trying to prepare him best for life. Legend says even after his parents divorced, the foundation that they set up helped carry him through high school, where he was one of the top students in his class. After graduation, he attended the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school.
I definitely credit my parents for placing that emphasis, early on in my life and helping set me up to be successful in school. But I also went to a public school from 8th through 12th grade, and my high school, only about half the kids graduated from high school on time. I talk about that in my speech, and I didn't really even realize that when I was there, how much smaller the class got from freshman year to senior year. I just kind of figured, oh, they must have gone to another school or something. I didn't really realize that a lot of people were just dropping out of school. And this is an issue in a lot of schools around the country. And if that's happening, we know that those young people are not going to be prepared for all the challenges that life gives them. They won't have a lot of options for their future. A lot of them get caught up in the criminal justice system. Some of my peers and some of my kids in my neighborhood and family members did that and got locked up for various reasons. And all of these things happen in part due to the fact that people's options are limited when their education does not prepare them for success. And so I care about that, and I want that to be something we focus on as a society. And so that's why I focus on this issue.
While Legend's music career has given him a platform to reach a lot of people, he says change can come from an individual.
I think solving the overall problem will take a lot of people, but I've seen a lot of big change happen from individuals that were willing to do things that were bold. I look at friends and colleagues of mine like Wendy Kopp, who founded Teach for America, who decided when she was in college, wrote about it in college as her senior thesis that something like Teach for America should be founded. Then she went out and did it. This is somebody who was an individual in college, the same age as a lot of the kids that'll be here today, who decided to do something big and exciting. I met people who decided maybe a little later in life, but have made a big change in people's lives because they decided to commit to this subject. People who have founded schools, people who have fought for change in school districts, and every person that's doing that is affecting dozens of kids and making communities better. And so I think that's a great thing. And if I encourage anybody to do that today, then it will be moving the ball forward.
Legend says there are a lot of things that need to be done to help improve education, such as making strong pre-K programs available for all kids. Legend says this could help narrow the gap between rich and poor when it comes to educational outcomes. He cited a recent article in the New York Times that shows how the gap between rich and poor students has grown in the last 30 years.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that rich parents have way more access to the kinds of things that help their kids be better prepared to be successful in school and to be successful in life. And those advantages have grown over time. And only way that we can close that gap is if we start to look at what's working for kids that have more means and then deciding as a society that we can do more to close that gap. One of those issues is making sure there's pre-K, finding options for daycare for parents so that they have the ability to spend so that their kids have more adult supervision and more quality time with adults. But also we need to make sure that we empower our principals and our superintendents to make sure that every classroom and every school has quality teachers in every classroom. And that takes some policy changes as well. Up and down the system, we need to figure out what's working and what's not working. How do we fix it and not be afraid to go in there and fix it, because I think what we've gotten stuck doing is kind of adhering to the status quo on so many issues when the status quo is so clearly not working out for so many people.
The Distinguished Lecture Series speakers are chosen by a committee of students, faculty, and staff. The events are funded by a student-approved fee appropriated by the Programs Allocation Board. More information is available at uark.edu.
California farmers take the promises of immigration reform with a grain of salt.
It'll help us in the short term. The long term remains to be seen.
Migration patterns are changing, and many farmers have seen reform before.
We thought we solved it in 1986, right? And here we are again.
A future farm labor shortage later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered this afternoon beginning at 3 on KUAF.